You haven't heard about the McCrispy yet? Well then, you probably haven't heard the sweet silence after the first crispy bite either. Go try it for yourself to hear the best not sound you've ever heard.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Did you hear that? That's what an estimated 500 horsepower sounds like. Nexco, give it to you. How about that? That's a premium Bang & Olufsen sound system with 18 speakers and a Beosonic sound experience. That's our legacy. You ready to be a part of it? Nexco, give it to you. Unlock the energy of the all-electric ZDX Type S. Give up. Order now at Acura.com.
And here we go. Hey, what's up, guys? Hey, fellas. Hey.
What's going on?
Hey.
Well, let's get the wardrobe conversation out of the way right off the bat. Ryan, you got the black shirt memo, but not the black hoodie.
No.
Chris went with the black on black with the hat and the headphones, triple right there.
Triple black.
I got the black hoodie rocking. Ryan, the TV behind you actually makes it look like you might be wearing a cloak.
Nice. Yes.
Looks like Dracula or something.
There we go.
Man, are we all okay? Should we check?
Are we already mourning something?
I don't know.
Are we already?
That's what I'm asking you, bro. Like, should we do a check-in before we start this thing? Is everybody all right?
Yeah. Yeah. Good. Okay. I am just a little bit of a heavy under the eyes, as you can see here. You didn't mention the black under my eyes, in addition to.
I didn't want to take
black. I got quadruple black because I am tired. Had a fun weekend, long weekend though. Ooh. But yeah. Super Bowl weekend ended up, having some good times, but now I'm paying for it.
I wasn't going to take like a personal shot or anything. Ryan, why do you? Ryan, why are you wearing black? Is there a reason?
I mean, no, we just kind of timed it out this way. I do have a black pullover if you want me to get in the hoodie sort of realm with you guys.
No, that's all right. Don't worry about it. You're fine.
But Chris, you're still hungover from the Super Bowl? That was like 2 days ago.
Yeah, 2 days ago. How much did you drink?
No, it's not even... First of all, I went on a massive, tirade on Twitter afterward that then was like, wait a second. I don't even know what I'm talking about. So I had to go back and delete it all. I think it's that you tend to not realize how old you are. Or admit, you get in denial about how old you are. So I am not, Ryan, hungover still, but my body took a beating and it feels like
what were you drinking?
Aged like three more years in a weekend. Well, so basically, the fiance's family is a proponent of periodic group shot taking.
Has anyone ever described a party like that? Yeah. Ever? Just speak English, man. What is happening?
Hashtag Stanford.
Second quarter, third quarter, halftime.
Okay.
Hey, everybody, let's all go stop watching, take a shot together.
Yeah.
And at one point, it was a shot of whiskey. Fun. And then another point, it was a shot of tequila. And then another point, it was a shot of mezcal. And then another point, it was. I mean, so it was the mix is my answer to you. It was a mix of things that did me in.
Did anyone bring out any Jaeger or Goldschlager?
Like Goldschlager?
Yeah. Okay. Jinx. Man.
I think it was coming. I think it was getting to that point.
Oh, boy. That does sound like a hangover, though. That's when you start mixing a bunch of the boozes, you got to watch out.
And then I had some sugary stuff, like, you know, some of those like fruity style, like, you know, like Trulies and those types of things. I mean, I guess they claim to not have sugar, but you know what I'm saying?
It's beer
it was
before
a definite mixture.
Liquor, never been sicker. Does that count for seltzers also? Anybody know?
Seltzer's like it's a good question. Its own thing, right?
It's like its own. I don't. I got to tell
malt
you guys.
Liquor?
I'm not down with the seltzers. I can't get into it. I've never been able to get into them. They're always just sort of. I'd rather have a soda or a beer. Sort of.
Yeah, but you can have both. Why choose when you can also get drunk?
Right, but you even just said, like, what is the alcohol in there? It's always a little, like, I'm just sort of drinking alcohol. I don't know, which I guess
I'm
is all
you.
We're doing every time. But, Ryan, are you a seltzer guy?
Absolutely not. I've tried. I just can't do it.
I can't do it either. I don't know what it's about.
I can't do it.
I like that over ice. It's kind of refreshing.
Ooh.
Every once in a while, I'll like try the Happy Dad. That was okay, but I can't do that.
Nah, I don't know. I'm not the
Happy Dad.
Unless, of course, we get a seltzer sponsor, in which case I love seltzer.
No, let's go.
It's my favorite thing ever. You guys want to talk some
Celsius? So,
do you guys want to talk? Hold on, I'm not even ready. Anyway, do you want to talk some hockey? Do you want to talk some hockey once I tell you that I'm ready for us to talk hockey?
Do we have to?
Would you like to? I mean, we could just talk seltzers the whole time, but we're going to get emails and tweets and stuff. Ryan, it's up to you, man.
There's a new one called Dadwater.
Or it's up to Chris. I mean, you guys know how to start the show.
I mean, let's go. Let's release the show.
I was hoping for seltzer talk. Young fish. What's cracking? What's cracking? We cracking. We dipping, we diving, we sliding, we slapping. Hockey in Seattle, boy, we all about the action. Release the show, release the show.
It's Release the Show. I'm Brett, that's Chris, that's Ryan. Producer Katie's laughing, talking some hockey, and whatever else comes into our brain, really. We're your three favorite Kraken fans.
Whatever could be.
Welcome to the show. Guys, first off, let's talk about our sponsor, Wiener Schnitzel, because it's the greatest sponsor on earth. And, you know, they don't have seltzers there, but what they do have is corn dogs and chili dogs and chili fries and regular fries and mini corn dogs and Polish sandwiches. Oh. Do not sleep on the Polish sandwich. Delicious. My mom used to cut hot dogs the long way in half and put them between regular bread every once in a while. And the Polish sandwich at Wiener Schnitzel brings me right back to those days. But it's way better. It's like a heightened, like if my mom had much better sausages and bread and all that, then that would, but it reminds me of that. But anyway, delicious. If you mention the Release the Show podcast, you get a free ice cream cone with any other purchase, because who doesn't love dessert? It's Wiener Schnitzel, everyone. Two locations, Everett and in Fife. Go on in and check them out. Guys, our hockey team, they're still playing hockey. Ryan, fill us in on everything that's been going on with the team. We didn't talk last week. We've had the All-Star break since the last time we talked. I mean, pick it up wherever you want, but let's go.
Is this hockey? That's the first question.
Okay.
Are we actually playing hockey right now?
I don't know.
I was in San Jose for the game right before the All-Star break.
Yeah, you're not allowed to. We're going to have to talk about your visitation privileges.
What a game. What a game, right?
I could not believe that we shit the bed like we did during that game. And that is sort of, we were on a hot streak, kind of mini hot streak going into that game. And then having the break right after that and getting the momentum and all that stuff that we always talk about. and just having it kind of stop in its tracks right there. And obviously it has carried over from what it was. Some notes on that. The players after the game were physically upset. They were mentally drained. They were mad. They were coming in very, 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 very mad, right? I've never seen guys just, they didn't want to talk. They wanted to get the hell out of there, get on the bus and get out. Everybody. And then the coach comes in, and Hack, he's basically like, guys, we lost the game. Don't worry about it. And had this sort of other attitude that we've talked about with him. So two different stories kind of going in there. What showed for me is that the team actually, like, they took that one personal. But we turn around and we lose the next two, and we have a back to back with Islanders. And I mean, it's crunch time for these guys.
Okay. Chris. All right.
Well, really,
I'm
if
pissed.
I could hone in.
Yeah, I'm pissed.
You're pissed?
I'm pissed. Go ahead. You want to go first? Because everything Ryan just said, now I'm even more angry, actually.
Well, I'll be quick, and then you can get into to releasing your anger. All I really wanted to say was that I think that if we could go back and chop up what he said and just cut out the "is this hockey?"
Mm-hmm.
Then we might even be able to retire. Everybody heard it there. You played it there. The "do we suck" on my part.
Right.
And we can just play Ryan now. We can have a little tidbit for Ryan saying, is this even hockey? Is this hockey?
Yeah, right.
So if we could just cut that out, I think we could implement that in the show. Is this freaking hockey? Now you go.
Well, let's just look at January, okay? And 'cause we haven't talked in a bit. And let's break down what I think. You know, let's just go through what's going on with this team. So you get the Winter Classic, January 1. They beat the Knights 3-0. Everybody's outdoors at T-Mobile, and everyone's, you know, just so happy and whatever. They seem like the next great, here we go. And they go on this run. They beat the Senators 4-1. They beat the Sabres 5-2. They beat the Capitals 4-1. They beat the Blue Jackets 7-4. Are you hearing these scores? It's not 3-2. It's 4-1, 5-2, 4-1, 7-4. And then they lose to the Penguins. They stumble. Okay, 3-0. All right. But then 5-2 to the Rangers. Okay. Then 4-2 to the Oilers. Then 3-1 to the Maple Leafs. Uh-oh, we're on a run the other way. But then, oh, here come the Blackhawks, 6-2. Okay, we do what we were supposed to do, and we talked about that on the air.
Yep.
Then they lose to the Blues, which they always lose to the Blues in overtime. So fine, but well fought. Then they beat the Blue Jackets. So now here we're thinking, okay, they got the loss of the Blues, but it was in overtime. But okay, we're going into the break, and then 2-0 to the Sharks, and then everything going on recently, and then the All-Star break, and then players breaking their sticks and whining, and oh, we're so upset, and all of this. Except, you know what I don't hear in Ryan, what Ryan said, everybody? I don't hear any unity on this team at all between the players and the coaching staff. There's two different teams. This is Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hockey. What the hell is going on? You can't. Everything I've learned since starting this podcast is that hockey players need to sit in a room and sing Kumbaya together and all go see a movie together or all do bag skates together or whatever. Yeah, that's what the team does. What do the coaches do? And are they doing anything together? Not on this team. You can tell when you look through the schedule that this is a team between from the coaching staff to the offices down to the players. They are not working together. That's why they're so streaky. They'll go on a win streak, then a loss streak. It's never sort of 2-1, 2-1. You know what I'm saying? Any consistency. That consistency is something you have when you have synergy within your team or your company. Everybody knows this. And if you look at their results, you can tell that one hand doesn't know what the other hand is doing. And I mean, Ryan just illustrated it there. And these players, like, who are you so mad at? You're the ones on the ice. What are you smashing up the locker room for? Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's too little too late, man. Like, oh, you're mad you lost to the Sharks 2-0? Yeah, well, just, you know, don't. I don't know what to say. Like, good teams find a way to not lose. Look at the Chiefs, man. Good teams find a way to take care of business. And when you look at the Chiefs, like, that is a family. They are together. I'm going on. Sorry. Kelce belly bumps Andy Reid. And the press wants to make a big deal out of it. I saw someone tweet, I would have benched Kelce for the rest of the game. Yeah, that's the coldest take of all time. You know what families do? They fight and they get in each other's faces and they tell each other when they're not, you know, taking care of business. And then look what the Chiefs did. They won the damn game!
Chris doesn't remember.
Chris, I don't know if we need to tell Wait. You, but the Chiefs won the game at the end. Anyway, I'm hot, dude. I'm mad. I want everybody fired. I want them gone. I want the old Chucks out of here. I don't care. I get rid of all of them. It stinks. It stinks from the head on down. The fan base doesn't know how to root. I'm sick of it. You know what? I'm taking the jerseys too. I'm taking Whoa. Everything Whoa. That you love. I'm taking Whoa. All Whoa. Of it away.
Come
you
on,
get
Dad.
Nothing. No, you get
Come
nothing.
On, Dad.
This is why we can't have nice things.
Come on.
No, and you know what else? You know what? I'm going to be even meaner. I'm going to leave you the blue jersey, and I'm taking the white one.
No.
That's what I'm going to do. And you all can Ooh. Look at what you've done.
No.
You can wow. think about what you've done. And you might get the white ones back if you start playing better. Ryan, Chris, somebody wow. stop me. Wow. I'm incensed, dude. I can't no. stand watching this team right now.
Yeah,
being so mean, Dad.
I'm gonna mute also, my own microphone.
We got another drop, Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hockey. That's great. Two drops in one show. There's see, it's already looking up.
Ryan, come on, dude. Like, you spent your yeah. whole life in hockey. Tell me yeah. I'm wrong.
So as a player, you can be mad at yourself, right? I'm gonna take that as they know they should be better, right? As a team, collectively, nobody is playing to the back of their hockey card. Right now, we can't shoot the puck. We can't score to save our life, right? I mean, if you're just looking down the line, from the top all the way to the bottom, goals, 2, 4, 9, 4, 6, 5. Oh, Jaden Schwartz has 10 goals. McCann has 21. And then it just goes right down from there. I mean, right now, at this stage last year, we were up in over 30 points. We have 21 wins. So we were up in over 30 wins last year. So we're not playing to what we're supposed to be doing. The core of the group is the same. Matty Beniers isn't playing well, right? He was actually benched last game for a little bit, which, again, Coach Haxtell didn't go through and say, I benched him because of this. He kind of gave a different answer, but we all saw he didn't play for a while. So, again, why don't you just come out and yeah. say, I benched him because he sucks right now?
Yeah, like, what is with like, this limp hockey team, dude? What is this? Is this a Seattle thing? What is going on? If you want me to root for your team, you better be real as shit and tell me what's yeah. going on. And if you're benching the kid because he's not playing well, I want to know that. And so does my kid who's growing up liking hockey. I want to be able to point to that and say, see, son, you're not producing. You should get out. I mean, he's yeah. 5, so he'll get it someday. But no, but seriously, what is with the limpness, dude? Is it like, oh, man, I don't want to listen because I like them a lot. I like everybody over there and I like the whole team, but like, what is the thing that is it the Mariners? I've yelled this before on this show. If you're going to be the Mariners, just tell us you're going to be the Mariners. If you yeah. want us to buy the jerseys and pay $14 for the beers and sit in the seats because we're just happy to have a hockey team, just tell us now. Cause I don't want to live and die with every game like I've been doing for 40 years with the Mariners. That's it. Just tell me. Yeah. If you're 54% of the time, just tell me, bro. No, you know what I mean? Are they absolutely. Just making us fall in love with the team and trying to be the nice guys in town and try to keep everything happy and, oh, we're not going to really bench anyone because of da-da-da and we're just so nice and da-da-da. Like, if that's what we're doing, just tell me. If we're just going to be happy to make the playoffs every once in a while, then tell me. I can stop doing a podcast about it. No, I'm just kidding.
So, oh, wow.
No, I will always do this. No, I will always do
this. It was one thing to take the jerseys and everything, but now you're going to take the podcast
well,
from?
What if we threatened to take the show from the players? We know they listen. What if we threatened to stop doing the show?
There you go.
Ryan, we got to calm this guy down. I don't know how to do it, but we got to calm this guy down, man.
I mean, I just have more fuel. Like, I could add to this. I mean.
Well, man. Why can't the players care as much as we do? In this way or whatever. I mean, they do. I know they do. That's rude. Yeah, I know they do. But what I mean is I want to hear it. I want to hear it a bit. I want to see it in that way. Like Ryan sees it. He's got access. Like I want to see it. I want to see McCann break a stick over the door going out of the where. Let's go.
Yeah, I tweeted a couple pictures of the guys in the interviews, and they looked upset. But again, it's where does it come from? Does it come from the top? Is this a hey, please don't be like this in the media, whatever that is? I don't know. I mean,
that's what I'm saying. Is it an image thing?
Article by Allison Ballard, who's a beat reporter, and she said is with Haxtell, it's he's doing this for a reason. But what I see is like almost like passive approval. Like if we just let these guys keep going, they're gonna keep doing the same thing. And to get out and actually, you know, maybe it isn't the NHL isn't this way anymore. But break a stick over the glass, show some fire, like fire it up, and the team will respond to that. I just don't know why we're not getting that response out of these guys.
See, here's the thing though.
Sorry, internet problem. Wait, is the NHL not that anymore? Though, can we stay there for a second and just I'm not calling you out. I'm just can we stay on this for a second, because I hear this a lot. Like it's just new NHL. It's not your dad's NHL. Well, it's not my dad's NBA either, but it's still exciting to watch. And whatever from on night to night, and the game has changed. There's more three pointers, and you know it's different, but it's still exciting when you turn on a game. These Kraken games are, I mean, dude, maybe it's not the same NHL, but why can't you break a stick? Who cares? You can't on one hand tell me these are all like Canadian farm boys who like a dip and a drink and a party or two, and then also tell me that it's the new NHL and they're afraid to. You know, Ryan, like, which one is it? Come on.
No, I was thinking more like the coaching, like, mentality of that. Like, it's not hardcore, but you still have – you have those players' coaches, like Tortorella, these guys that actually really show that anger and that passion, and that's what I think we don't get from our coaching staff. And again, I said this last time, and I thought about this a lot. This is the way that they have been going for 3 years now. So if you turn around and you start yelling at them, guess what? They're going to respond to that. I guarantee you, if you switch that style a little bit, the team will respond for sure, because now you're 100% serious.
Well, I think, yeah. Look, they came in the first year. Everyone's going to give them the first year, and we all did. Then the second year, they exceed expectations, and maybe that's their fault for the way we feel right now, you know. But when you do that, then as we talked about going into this season, the third of anything is the thing that's going to sort of point to the direction that the team and franchise is actually headed in. And if this is it, then I mean, come on, like we need to do better than mediocre. And I guess all I'm saying is like, look, your team can be mediocre, but hopefully you see the direction they're headed in or know what sort of like, as from an outsider's perspective, you can kind of tell what they think they need to do to fix it or whatever. And from this team, they're in mediocrity, and worse than that, it feels like I don't know what they're doing about it. You know what I mean, Ryan? It's like, you're always, look, dude, any franchise is going to have a bad season or go 500 or whatever. That's going to happen. But this just feels, I don't know, different somehow. And I don't know. I've tried to be positive and glass half full all the time on this team. You find episodes where even in bad times, we're like, well, I think they'll turn it around. But for some reason right now, it just feels different. I don't know. What other stuff you got, Ryan, that would make me even more mad?
All right. Well, just some notes as I've been jotting them down. Joey Decord playing great. Mm-hmm. We are treating him like Felix Hernandez. We are wasting his wins right now.
Okay.
And again, back to us not being able to put the puck in the net. It's not shooting with purpose. And getting back to this again, when we're talking about that win streak, as you're going through the last, you know, 20 games, with that beginning that win streak, we turned it around and actually began shooting with, you know, shooting for a reason and crashing the net and getting those rebounds. We've laid off of that. We don't have those fast starts as we normally do. We picked it up a little bit in the last game and towards the end. That's not enough. We got to have three periods. So back to the basics. I'll reset the whole season. But we have about two or three more games to figure this out. And then we got to start looking. Are we going to become sellers? Because we're not going to be buying players at the trade deadline. Are we going to be selling players? Are we going to get them, you know, are we going to try to get some picks? Like we have about two games to figure this out, because this season is going to turn pretty quick, and it's going to be good or it's going to go right down.
I also, okay, yeah. Also, I'm going to get off the players for a second. And I want to stick on this thing about just the whole thing that surrounds all of it in general. Because what's with the fans? Can we talk about Kraken fans for a second and be real about it? Like, guys, let's try to be real fans of a sports team in a way where we can sort of influence what's going on out there in the way that we think we do with the Seahawks and in the way we think we can do with the rest of our teams that we've rooted for our whole lives. Just because these guys are new doesn't mean we have to be nice all the time also, or that we have to just feel just happy to have them. They're not going anywhere. It's the NHL. They're going to be there for a while. It's not as if this is some trial probationary period where we get a team and then they're going to leave us or anything. For the foreseeable future, indefinitely, this is our team. And yeah. I think that, you know, I want to see some crazy people behind the penalty box, like, yelling and stuff. Like, is it still that NHL, Ryan, where you can have some kooky fans in the stands that have a costume they wear or something, or like something that can spark something on the ice that doesn't have to always come from the players? Like, I feel like as a fan base, this is what I wrote down. I feel like as a fan base, like, we're looking for the players to ignite us. Why don't we ignite the players? And not just with being loud. That's very, you know, that's an easy way to say it. That's the Seahawks thing. We're loud. There's other ways, especially in arena sports. Have we all forgotten, because the Sonics have been gone for so long? You're right on top of these players there. There could be so much fun being had at Climate Pledge Arena that adds to the team as a whole, you know? Like, there's nothing better than when a fan thing becomes what the team is doing, right, Ryan and Chris? So, but you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, really quick, look at the playoffs last year and how amped up everybody was and how much of a different feel that brought to the game. And obviously playoff hockey, and that's what we need to actually start playing, is playoff hockey. We needed to do that every night, but it really intensifies the whole attitude of everybody, right? Look at, I mean, yes, the 12th man, we're loud when it comes to third down, stuff like that. We've taken pride on that. We don't have anything like that for Seattle, but Climate Pledge Arena is built straight up in the air. I mean, every seat, you're on top of the action.
Yeah.
You could, you know, you go into buildings like Philly fans are notorious for right or wrong, they're booing, they're yelling, and as a Philly player, you don't want to mess up there because you're gonna hear it from the fans.
Yeah.
I mean, we're not gonna be that, but we can be something for sure.
How do we not already have a fan in Seattle that is just at every game in, like, yellow fisherman's overalls with a big white beard, and, like, you know what? We need stuff. Like, there's three, you know what I'm saying? Chris, you know what I'm saying, right? Like, just where's the kookiness? Where's the, like,
it's just,
where's the, like, I, dude, we're on Twitter. I know we're on Twitter, all of our stuff, right? Ryan, like, our social media, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. I don't ever see any, like, we got released the rants open. We barely ever get negative rants. I don't hear any fans that are as passionate as the three of us are it's like, come on, guys. Like, I want to root for this team, but it's hard when I feel like I'm the only one rooting for them, you know? I mean, I know you two are, but you know what I'm saying? Like, it's like,
hey, in that way,
hold them accountable, you know? Like, this stuff does not stand for the Seahawks, dude. You know? Look at what happened this year. Like, they just, I mean, Pete, they actually had a pretty decent season, honestly, with what he had, and they showed him the door after how many years? I don't know why they're so married. Well, Ryan, why are they so in love with Hextall?
I don't know. I mean, the mentality is give them some time, but contracts are running out. We got to make some moves on some of these players, right? So I don't want to see this group broken up. I just want to see them perform better. You bring up a good point. There are more passionate fans in the 90s for the Thunderbirds when they're playing at the, you know, the then Coliseum.
Yeah.
I remember as a kid going to those games and going, holy shit, look at these guys. Like, people were pounding the glass and they're swinging on things. And yeah, there's a lot of alcohol involved. But, I mean, there was – those games were fun. Those games were energetic. They're passionate. When Portland would come into town, or Kamloops or Spokane, like, they didn't – they heard them. I mean, they were ringing their keys saying, start the bus in the start of the third period. Like, they were one of those guys out of there. That's what
it's his computer froze.
Yeah, we lost him.
Is it the climate pledge is expensive?
Yeah, we gotta get some old school.
And do we need to be we can be the voice of the real people if we need to be. I think we are. Is climate pledge too expensive? Are they pricing out the real fans? Is that what it is? Is it a wine and cheese crowd in there most nights? And are Kraken fans a bit of a, you know what I mean? Where's the real fans at? That's my question. And if you are a real fan, if you are a real Kraken fan, if you are a passionate Kraken fan, if you are mad as hell and you're not going to take it anymore, but at the same time, you love them so much like we do, and that's why you want the best for them, hit us up on social media and follow us at Release the Show, because that's what we're trying to build here, man, is like not just a family of Kraken fans, but a family of Kraken fans who are real fans in a way. Like, not this I'm okay with 50% of the time stuff. No, I'm not just happy to be there at Climate Pledge anymore. I've been there like 7 or 8 times. It's a beautiful building. Now let's win some damn hockey games. They're both.
I can't argue with what you said. There's responsibility and culpability on both sides. As fans, as players, there has to be. There has to be. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, for me, the thing that you mentioned earlier is I have not seen from year to year, from a top-down bird's eye view, as well as within each season, game to game, month to month, I have not seen consistency.
Right.
Consistency. They're good at one thing for a while, and then it goes away. They're good at this thing for a while, then it goes away. They can't seem to stay with the things that they're good at and then just make the other thing good. They're good at the power play for a while, and then they're not. They're good at penalty kill for a while, and then they're not. They jump on people early and score, but then they can't finish. And then, like in this most recent game, they don't do shit for the first two periods, and then they actually outshoot them in the third, but they're already down 3-0, and they get one. And so then they finished well, but they didn't do anything for the first two periods. It's like, how is that? It's the exact opposite of what they were doing earlier. There's no consistency in almost anything they do. Terrible the first year, great the second year, not good this year again. Like, I think it all comes back to coaching. And I don't know if he needs to change his style or not. I mean, they wanted him to be fired. People were calling for his head. And then he almost won Coach of the Year last year. So you got to give him credit for the run we went on. But now we're at this point here right now. So I agree the fans need to step it up in Seattle as well. But there's a product on the ice that is, you know, obviously you guys know it is. There's an interplay there. It's hard. It's hard. It's like the Cleveland Indians in that movie, right? Major League.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's some passionate fans out there dressed up, but there's like 6 of them in the stands because the team is so bad. Like, how can you expect those people to cheer for that team and be out there with passion? It's a little bit of both. And I think at the end of the day, I don't know, like something has to change. And to me, it seems like top down, but.
Oh, captain, my captain. I'm so sick of having the same conversations over and over and over with this team. But oh, captain, my captain, Ryan, like,
yep.
Come on. Are we going to deny as a fan base that this team wouldn't be better off if they would just name a captain so that when the S hits the fan and they lose 4 in a row, somebody can stand up in front of the team and say, oh, captain, my captain, this shit ain't going to fly anymore. Let's get, you know, somebody's got to be there to get everybody in line.
Rick Wild Thing Vaughn. I think that's the answer.
Yeah.
Right there.
Right.
No, I mean, I would love to see him name a captain. And then from there on out, he's the only one that addresses the media. It's always him. Takes the brunt of the team and goes from there. Someone, you know, step up.
Jake Taylor. We need Jake Taylor is what we need. Rick is like, that should be Matty Beniers. That's McCann. They're ripping shots. We need Jake Taylor, who takes one for the team, like you're saying, and is the old man. And he might have 2 bad knees, but he keeps the young kids in line and he keeps them moving forward.
Absolutely. I think what you're kind of describing is we just need some passion from everybody, from the players, from the team. I mean, puck passion. Is that a thing? It could be like,
Puck's passion.
Yeah, puck's passion.
Sounds like Tupac.
But on the consistency thing, the only thing that's been consistent is our inconsistency. So they're doing that.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Well,
I'm trying to find positives now.
Bro, If I'm Hacksaw, I go into my office and I print out the Whitman poem, and I go out and I smash it up onto the bulletin board, and then I take out a nail gun and I put it right on there, and then I throw a stick down in the middle of the room and I go, I'm gonna leave the room, and one of you figure out who is, and you all as a group figure out who the captain is. I'm gonna come back in here in 5 minutes. Read the poem, and then if you need the stick and if it's last man standing, that's fine too. But you guys figure it out. Get this team in line. I'll be back. You know? Or and if you guys can't figure it out, I'm naming one of you captain, and then there we go. Right?
I like it.
Whatever.
I'm not mad at that.
Yeah. Who could get mad at a little Walt Whitman? Huh, Katie? I ask you?
Not I.
I don't know.
Not you? Okay.
Who was his rival? Did he have a rival? Did Walt Whitman have a rival that could get mad at him?
Yeah,
it was like
Crosby and Ovechkin.
T.S. Eliot or...
yeah, T.S. Eliot and Whitman, they came in the league around the
Eliot's
same time.
Like J.S.
Yeah. You know, he's like, one was a number one, one was number two. It's, yeah.
You guys are nerds.
Wait, let me tell you about...
poetry beef.
Let me tell you about epicseats.com, though, before we get out of here. Seattle company doing big things. If you guys need seats to Kraken games, or if you have Kraken seats that you're looking to sell, do it with epicseats.com. Listen, I mean, go support the team. Go to the arena. Cheer your face off. Be in your seat early. I just feel like we got to get over the thing as a fan base of where we're hoping for the players to flip us a puck more than we're there to watch the hockey game. You know, like we have a hockey team. We've now had one for 2+ seasons. Let's all get over the honeymoon phase and demand some real hockey. And then, you know, and celebrate them when they play well, because they're going to play well again. They'll get it together.
Yep.
Especially after they hear this episode.
We got 30 games left to do it.
Let's go.
Sorry, Dad.
Let's go.
They better hurry up. Okay.
Right now.
Percentages.
Right now,
don't
Chris.
Look good.
Right now, though, let me just check. Just before we get out of here, let me just, for posterity's sake, let me just make sure. How many? Mm-hmm. It's 2 right now? So you're pretty clear right now on the losing streak. You're pretty clear.
Yeah, I'm good on that. I'm good for now.
Oh no,
for now.
Wait, what about before the? I gotta look before the break, because we know they lost the Sharks one. Oh no, so 3. So you got 7 more.
7 more. Seven
yeah, you're
more.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Ryan, anything to add at all before we get out of here and people tell us we didn't talk enough hockey?
No, that's it. I mean, we could talk trades and all that stuff depending on what goes on the next week. It'll be a different conversation next week for sure. So let's give it 2 games. Let's see how it goes. A couple more on the road, then they're back at home. Let's hope for the best here.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll be back next week to talk about all that. Hit us up on social media, like I said, at Release the Show. Talk to us throughout the games. What are you guys seeing with this team? What do you think this team needs? Are you feeling like I especially do and just feel like that we're, you know, you're frustrated and stuff? Like, let's all commiserate together and start the conversation over there. So it's at Release the Show on any social media. ReleaseTheShow@gmail.com. Also, if you want to send an old school email or the rants, like I said, ReleaseTheRants@gmail.com. Also, and this is not a footnote, so listen up. As we build this family here, there is a merch store, and there is some great, great merch that we have that Ryan designed, especially the Tatar shirt, reminiscent of the Ivers. I'm going to try to keep it coy so we don't get a letter from their lawyers. But go check the merch store. There's some funny stuff over there. And to me, our merch store, and Ryan, you do a great job designing it. It's the fan base type stuff that I'm looking for. So if you feel like I do and you want to find that stuff, go to our merch store, which there's a link on our social media, right? How do they find it, Ryan?
Yep. Go right to any of the social media pages. You can link right off of that, or releasethemerch.com.
There you go. Release the merch. MERCH. That's it for us, everybody. We love you. We'll see you next time. Chris, you're on.
I just want to end with a closing stat for all of you.
Uh-oh.
9-game winning streak we had, 70% chance to make the playoffs. Now, down to like 20%. So that's really good. We'll see ya.
Oh, no.
Wow. Wow.
On that note.
You haven't heard about the McCrispy yet. Well, then, you probably haven't heard the sweet silence after the first crispy bite either. Go try it for yourself to hear the best not sound you've ever heard.
Did you hear that? That's what an estimated 500 horsepower sounds like. Next, don't give it to you. How about that? That's a premium Bang & Olufsen sound system with 18 speakers and a Beosonic sound experience. That's our legacy. You ready to be a part of it? Let's go, give it to you. Unlock the energy of the all-electric ZDX Type S. Give up. Order now at Acura.com.
Some people like to deep clean every Saturday morning. I prefer to spend a few minutes every day keeping things fresh with Lysol. Lysol's brand new day toilet bowl cleaner disinfects both the toilet brush and bowl, killing 99.9% of viruses and bacteria with a fragrance that feels like a tropical getaway for your senses. Don't just clean, Lysol clean.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.